At the center of the Christian wedding ceremony are the vows. The flowers may be beautiful, the music may be moving, the venue may be carefully chosen, the photographs may last for generations, but the heart of the ceremony is not the setting. The heart is the public covenant promise made before God and witnesses. That is why vows must be treated with seriousness, clarity, and care. In modern wedding culture, vows are often treated as personal speeches. The bride and groom may feel pressure to be funny, poetic, emotional, or unforgettable. Personal vows can be meaningful, but the Christian officiant must help the couple understand that vows are not merely romantic self-expression. Vows are promises. Vows are spoken before God. Vows are public. Vows call the bride and groom into a life of faithfulness, forgiveness, sacrifice, love, and covenant loyalty. A Christian officiant should gently guide the couple away from unrealistic vows. A vow should not say, "I promise to always make you happy." No human being can promise that. A vow should not say, "I promise our love will always feel like this moment." Marriage will include days when feelings are tired, strained, or quiet. A vow should not say, "You complete me." Christ is the center. A husband or wife is a gift, not a savior. A better Christian vow says something like, "I promise before God and these witnesses to love you faithfully, to walk with you in joy and sorrow, to seek forgiveness and offer forgiveness, to honor Christ in our marriage, and to remain faithful to you as long as we both shall live." That is not less romantic. It is stronger than romance. It is covenant. The rings also need careful language. Rings are not magic objects. They do not create the marriage by themselves. They are visible signs of the promises being made. A ring is circular, durable, and worn publicly. It reminds the bride and groom that their covenant is not hidden. Their promises now shape daily life. A simple ring statement might say, "These rings are outward signs of inward promises. As you wear them, may they remind you that your love is not only felt in the heart, but practiced in faithfulness, patience, forgiveness, and daily care." This language keeps the rings connected to covenant instead of treating them as decorations. For the one wedding officiant, use traditional vows if you are unsure. They are time-tested for a reason. For the ordained wedding officiant, help couples write personal vows only when they can do so with truth, maturity, and covenant clarity. For the church staff minister, follow church policy about vows and ring language. For the chaplain, keep vows simple, especially in hospital, hospice, military, elder care, or crisis settings. A chaplain wedding ceremony may be brief, but it must never be careless. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, vow preparation can become a powerful formation conversation. Ask, "Can you actually live this promise? And does this vow reflect Christian marriage?" The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer, and the groom comes as an organic male image bearer. Their words matter because their whole lives are now being pledged in covenant. Vows are not private poetry. Rings are not romantic props. Together, they witness to Christian marriage as one woman and one man entering covenant life before God.